Mini episode 163 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both terrestrial and internet radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, we're here today at Alley NYC. We're very pleased to be speaking with Jason Saltzman here in the FDH Lounge. It is a pleasure to be able to speak with this gentleman here, Rick Morris, representing the FDH Lounge here today. And we are going to be covering some interesting material about startup groups, entrepreneurialism in new media and the tech space. And Jason, it's a pleasure to have you with us here today, first of all. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really happy to have this opportunity to be on the show.
Well, we're very, very happy to be able to cover some of this ground. My partner, Steve Servillo, and I here the other night, we popped in to see that you had a hackathon going over the weekend, and really indicative, it seems, of a lot of the energy that you have around this place and all the good things that are going. So why don't you just start wherever you want to start, whether it be the hackathon or any of the other projects you've got going on right now.
Right. So the hackathon is one of the things that we like to do here. We have 16,000 square feet of mega office as a host to startups and entrepreneurs to kind of go after their dreams and build everything they've been trying to do since they either quit their jobs or got out of school. And we're really just trying to help the startup community with giving them an awesome space and an awesome environment where they can meet like-minded people and have a great time working with one another. The greatest thing about the space is not that we're just office space. You know, we happen to be focusing strictly on the environment and growing a community, you know, within the walls here of Alley NYC. And we're really focusing on the entrepreneurs that are really aggressive, that really want to raise money. And really want to make it to money, and we're giving them all the tools and doing all the introductions at Alley to facilitate that and to make that happen. So we're really excited to actually help people with their dreams, and it's actually becoming, you know, my dream to actually help people with their dreams. So it's amazing. It really is.
That's wonderful. It's got to be very rewarding to be in a position to be able to facilitate that with people, and it's of course a very important part of the business ecosystem as well.
For sure.
Your event this weekend, I believe it was focusing on e-commerce?
That's correct. Okay. We had the e-commerce Dwolla Etsy hackathon here. There was over 300 programmers for all over the country, all competing for the grand prize of $6,000 plus 1 month of co-working space here at Alley NYC. And as a matter of fact, the winners of the hackathon were actually our very own Mike DeSharza and team, who actually got together here at Alley NYC, and they met here at Alley. So we were really pleased to see that developers that came out of here actually won a major, major hackathon. So it was pretty awesome.
That's wonderful that they were able to do that. And of course, there's got to be a tremendous amount of synergy between the hackathon, the operations ongoing here with Alley NYC, and everything with the hatchery previously, which I know that you personally are very much involved with.
That's correct. I mean, you know, the thing about the hackathons, which makes it amazing, is we're really going after, you know, the developer market. You know, everything starts off with the developers. You know, we love developers. We love designers. We actually are opening a new program called Merge. People can go online to m-rge.com to apply for the Merge program. Alley NYC, together with Lean Startup Machine, is offering over $1 million of free office space and classes and events to designers and developers who apply, all in giving back to the community. We really wanted to be part of this community. And the real way of being part of a community like the technology scene in New York City is to help them. And that's, we want to do that more than anything else. So we feel like this is a really bold step in that direction.
That really is. And it's the kind of operation that has to be born of a partnership and a spirit among many different people to be able to make something like that happen. That's a very large magnitude project that you've got going on there. So it had to be a collaboration of a lot of very important forces to bring that about.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working with Trevor Owens, the founder of Lean Startup Machine, for over 3 months now, just doing testing on different ideas, how we can actually help the community. And Lean Startup Machine has been a huge part of helping facilitate that from happening. And we built and they are actually our anchor tenants. And what we chose them most is how they're actually helping startups, because many startups fail, you know, without a methodology that has proven success. And the Lean Startup Method is definitely one of those programs that offers it. So anybody that comes to Alley NYC has the opportunity to meet with Trevor or one of the Lean Startup Machine folks and take one of their workshops here. And it happens to create a huge amenity for our environment.
Well, that is a very tremendous thing, and that is the thing that I have been told repeatedly as a small businessman is the failure rate for startups and not knowing enough about the organization and everything like that. So access to a resource such as that just has to be very valuable for whoever's coming into the space.
Absolutely. It's all about our members. You know, our members consist of entrepreneurs, designers, developers, and every single one of them wants to be successful. And we want a space that actually breeds success to make the unaccessible accessible. So we also have office hours with venture capital companies coming in here once a week, talking to our members. We actually have members of the venture capital community that are taking space here. So they're easily accessible to these startups. But the most important thing is the community. Anything that we can do to provide help to this community to make it a really wonderful place to work. So our goal is so when you wake up in the morning, you actually want to come to work.
Well, I'm sure that's the case, yeah, for everybody that's coming in here. And I have seen that the efforts that you've had ongoing with Alley NYC recently with the hatchery, that you've been getting a decent amount of publicity from that and favorable press and in the sense that, again, that this is a very necessary component for the business community. And it has to be very rewarding anytime you have a chance to see any of that work get out there, because it's a good message that you're pushing to people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we actually learned before we actually opened the space, which was approximately a month and a half ago, everything's going really relatively quickly. We hit the ground running, that there was a huge gap in the market, you know, when it came to co-working spaces. You know, some of the co-working spaces out there are just a place to work. Some of the co-working spaces have a really awesome community. I was at Newark City last night for a meetup event that they simulcasted, and it was just out of control, unbelievable. And the over guys like Tony over at Newark City are amazing people. They have a great community over there. We really applaud them and what they've done. They're an inspiration to us. But our goal is to bring the heart of Silicon Alley into Midtown Manhattan. We feel like over time, the Silicon Alley was segregated to a small part in the city. First it was Tribeca, and then it was over by Gramercy. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, opening this mega office of 16,000 square feet, we can actually bring Silicon Alley into Manhattan, into the heart of the city, to definitely give Silicon Valley a run for their money, for sure.
Well, and that has to be the kind of thing I would imagine that municipal officials would be very interested in that as well, because of what this is doing for the business climate in New York City. I'm imagining that civic leaders and Chamber of Commerce folks and everything like that must also be taking note of what you've got going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We've reached out to multiple Chamber of Commerces, you know, within the area. We're getting a lot of attention. I really truly believe, I mean, as we grow and as the energy comes in, you know, we welcome places like NYU Poly to come, you know, share the space with us. We're working out several different educational platforms with the existing schools that are out there just to give the entrepreneurship in these schools a better sense of what's going on in the marketplace and to see success. I mean, many of the companies that come to us right now are already on their second or third round of funding, and they have already a proven track record. So they actually can come educate, you know, younger entrepreneurs, you know, with their hopes and dreams. So I welcome anybody to come by, you know, anytime and take a look at what we got going on here, you know, to either be inspired or to help teach people.
Well, that's tremendous also about the ties to higher education, because that then plants the seed with these folks very early on about how this process gets started. And that sounds like the kind of thing that 5-10 years out, you may really start seeing some progress from that once these folks get ensconced into their careers. Having been exposed to something like this at that early point, it sounds like would really yield some benefits to them.
Yeah, for sure. Again, it's all about the members. Mm-hmm. If you build a community among successful entrepreneurs, and you actually have, you know, use cases that came out of the space that were just, you know, small startups, you know, raising money to making, you know, it a huge success. That's proof in the pudding, and we want to expand upon that. Mm-hmm. So we are actually hosting not only speaker series, but we're hosting multiple classes here at Alley NYC, and we are in the process of recruiting teachers to come here on a daily basis, except we're actually providing to what I feel is a much better environment than the existing solutions to teach classes in the technology space, you know, in the entrepreneurial environment. Than our predecessors in the co-working area. We're a lot more affordable, for one, and we make our members, you know, more accessible to the teachers as well. So that's on our boilerplate as well.
Well, that's an excellent approach to take with it, too. And all these things together, again, one of the aspects that just kind of jumps out at me talking to you is the prospects for networking and collaboration among all the folks that are here, with this sense of community that you're talking about, being here every day and being surrounded by other like-minded entities. That's the kind of thing you would have to think that is going to yield those kind of benefits and get these folks making the right relationships.
Absolutely. You know, the word of the day is energy, you know, and vibe. And I feel that that we have a tremendous amount of energy and we have a tremendous amount of awesome vibes that are in this community. And that breeds success. You know, again, you have those two elements. It's like kind of like the secret formula to people wanting to be around all these people and to it being successful. And yes, we find that I look around the room and I found individuals that came in as members are now working with other members on amazing projects that they didn't know before they came into Alley. And that's proof is in the pudding type of stuff to me. That nothing makes me more happier than looking around the room and seeing people work together that never knew each other, and now they're probably potentially going to have a multi-billion-dollar business together.
Well, sans the multi-billion-dollar business, I have personally benefited from the same kind of networking, meeting folks through common entities, and yeah, it's very rewarding to see that grow before your own eyes. And if there's anything else that we didn't sufficiently hit, Jason, please take it away here. I know we hit a lot of the different aspects of what you've got going on, but anything that we didn't hit sufficiently, please mention it.
Yeah, for sure. Again, I want to thank you for being on the program. I do want to mention the Merge, M-R-G-E, merge.com. That is where you go apply if you are a designer or a developer. Go apply for our $1 million grant. You'll have office space for, you know, up to a month, and you will have, you know, classes hosted by Lean Startup Machine, and you'll have access to all the awesome events we have. I urge anybody that's interested, you know, and listening to this message right now to come check us out. We're over at 500 7th Avenue on the 17th floor. Come see me. My name is Jason Saltzman. I'm CEO and founder of Alley NYC, and I thank you guys for having me on the show, and it's been awesome.
Well, we thank you for coming on with us, Jason. I'm glad you got a chance to mention that contest again there at the end. People can definitely benefit from that. And I want to thank you, moreover, for your hospitality to the FDH Lounge today. Thank you so much, sir.
You got it, guys.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.